This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, and three crewmates soared high above the Texas desert aboard his space venture Blue Origin's New Shepard launch vehicle on Tuesday and returned safely to Earth. A historic suborbital flight in a new era of private commercial space tourism. The 57-year-old American billionaire flew on a voyage lasting about 10 minutes and 20 seconds to the edge of space 9 days after Briton Richard Branson was aboard his competing space tourism company Virgin Galactic's successful inaugural suborbital flight. Bezos gave a thumbs-up sign from inside the capsule after landing on the desert before stepping out wearing a cowboy hat and a blue flight suit and giving company employees high fives. The mission was part of a fiercely competitive battle between Bezos' Blue Origin and fellow billionaire Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic to tap a potentially lucrative space tourism market estimated to be worth $3 billion annually in a decade. Branson got to space first, but Bezos flew higher in what experts call the world's first unpiloted space flight with an all-civilian crew. The head of the organizing committee for the Tokyo Olympics on Tuesday did not rule out a last-minute cancellation of the global sporting event amid rising coronavirus cases that continue to present mounting challenges. Asked at a news conference if the games, which are due to open on Friday, might still be canceled, Toshiro Muto said he would keep an eye on infection numbers and hold discussions with organizers if necessary. COVID-19 cases are rising in Tokyo, and the games, postponed last year because of the pandemic, will be held without spectators. Japan this month decided that participants would compete in empty venues to minimize the risk of further infections. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. South Korea's prime minister and defense minister both apologized as hundreds of COVID-19 infected sailors were flown to Seoul on Tuesday after a Navy destroyer patrolling the waters of Africa was found to be riddled with the coronavirus. Almost 250 of the 300-strong unvaccinated crew aboard the destroyer were infected, sparking public anger at the government's failure to protect those serving abroad. The whole crew arrived home on Tuesday after the government carried out an emergency air evacuation, according to the defense ministry. The defense minister apologized for not immunizing the crew before they departed for the Gulf of Aden in early February on an 8-month counter-piracy mission and said he would examine antivirus policies for all overseas military units. The rare double apology underscores simmering anger in South Korea over the handling of the pandemic as a fourth wave of infections sweeps through the country, with just 13% of the 52 million population fully inoculated amid vaccine shortages. Belgium fell silent for a minute of remembrance Tuesday as the country held a day of mourning for the victims of the devastating floods that left nearly 200 dead in Western Europe. Heavy rains last week sent torrents of floodwaters sweeping through towns and villages, mostly in Belgium and Germany, where Chancellor Angela Merkel was visiting victims in one of the hardest hit areas. At least 31 people were killed in Belgium alone, with dozens still missing or unaccountable, while in Germany, 165 were killed, and rescuers are still scouring the rubble for victims. The cleanup is still underway to help the regions hit hardest recover from the scenes of destruction that saw dozens of homes collapsed and cars piled on top of each other. The day of mourning comes ahead of Belgium's national holiday on Wednesday, but events for that are said to be somber as the country still reels from the flooding. And as the scale of the flood disaster becomes more clear, questions are mounting in Germany about whether enough was done to warn residents ahead of time. The German government on Monday pledged to improve the country's under fire warning systems as the spokeswoman admitted that the tragedy had shown authorities, quote, need to do more and better. And Mali's interim president says he was the target of an attempted stabbing attack Tuesday during Eid al-Adha prayers at Bamako's Grand Mosque. The attacker was immediately overpowered by security, and investigations are ongoing, according to a tweet from Mali's president. A witness claims he saw an attacker approach the president. His security guards drew their weapons, and Mali's leader was apparently unharmed. The interim president is a 38-year-old Special Forces colonel who took power in June following his second overthrow of a president in 9 months. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.